I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from the Women's Media Center, Women's E-News, and other sources around the world. This week in women's history, on July 9, 1911, two-gun Nan Aspinwall and her horse, Lady Ellen, arrived in New York City after completing the first transcontinental ride by an American woman. Over 100 women and a handful of men took to the streets of the Afghan capital this week, calling on the government to do more to protect women's rights after the public execution of a young woman sparked an international outcry. According to Reuters, a video showed the 22-year-old woman being riddled with bullets to cheers of jubilation from a male crowd just over an hour's drive from Kabul. Officials blame the Taliban for the killing of the woman named Najiba, who was accused of adultery. Also in Afghanistan this week, the head of a regional women's affairs department, Hanifa Safi, was targeted and killed by a car bomb, reported Reuters. In Syria, rape has become a tool of war and appears to be perpetrated mostly by government forces. That's according to findings from the Women's Media Center's Women Under Siege project, which has been crowdsourcing reported sex crimes in the country for the past 3 months. The stories are coming second and third hand, but are consistent with reports from NGOs and news outlets. This week, 17 Magazine promised to publish unphotoshopped images of real girls, finally responding to a campaign by a 14-year-old activist, Julia Bloom. But as the Women's Media Center points out, it was only after Bloom's campaign whipped up an international media storm that the magazine finally capitulated. The website criticized the hypocrisy of many magazines that claim to support women's health initiatives while sending mixed messages about body weight and image. In Washington, D.C., the final stop on a 9-state bus tour, nuns were treated like rock stars, reports Women's E! News. As a crowd in front of the United Methodist Building in D.C. saw the bus coming down the street, loudspeakers began playing Eye of the Tiger. The crowd clapped, cheered, and waved posters. The tour's slated mission was to stir up outrage over what the nuns call the immorality of lowering taxes for the wealthy while attacking the poor through cutting food stamps and Medicaid. But it was also about refusing to be silenced. In April, the Vatican concluded an investigation of the Leadership Council of Women Religious, an organizing body that represents 80% of the nuns in America. The Vatican criticized the leadership's radical feminist themes and its focus on social services at the expense of other issues, such as same-sex marriage. More than 700 federally employed female nurses in Canada won a human rights settlement of about $150 million after arguing that the government paid them less based on their gender, the CBC reported. The nurse who filed the charges in 2004, Ruth Walden, said they were listed as clerical and administrative staff instead of as health professionals and were paid less than men doing similar work. Forest Laboratories is being sued for at least $100 million by former sales representatives who accused the New York-based drug maker of discriminating against women. The plaintiffs claim the company lowered internal rankings for women who took maternity leave and frowned upon job share positions to allow workers to provide care to their children. The complaint seeks class action status and compensatory and punitive damages for about 1,500 current and former sales representatives at Forest. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley vetoed nearly $500,000 that was slated to go toward domestic violence and sexual assault prevention. Haley defended the veto, according to the Charleston City Paper, saying that rape and sexual assault prevention programs distract from the Department of Health's mission and that sexual assault victims are only a small portion of South Carolinians who need help. South Carolina ranks 7th in the country for the number of women killed by men and has had a rate of sexual violence higher than the national average since 1982, according to Think Progress. Helen Mirren has added her voice to a chorus of calls for more female filmmakers to rise to prominence in the industry. Speaking at the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival in the Czech Republic earlier this month, where she picked up a Lifetime Achievement Award, Mirren said she hoped to see at least half of the films made by women the next time she visited the event. The Guardian reports that Meryl Streep said last month that Hollywood was not paying enough attention to the box office clout which female-oriented films can muster. In Kenya, the government has set aside $3.5 million for impoverished girls to have access to free sanitary towels. The move aims to ensure that young girls do not fail to attend school during their cycle, according to AllAfrica.com. Girls often fall behind in Africa and even drop out of school if they don't have supplies during their periods, putting them at a serious economic disadvantage. A new pro-lesbian super PAC is planning to raise $1 million to invest in races around the country, according to Politico. The group, LPAC, is the first PAC of its kind, said its chairwoman and treasurer, Sarah Schmidt. The PAC's criteria for candidates are that they support equal rights for LGBT women and their families, and that they also back sexual and reproductive rights for women and access to health care. And Saudi Arabia has agreed to send female athletes to the Olympics for the first time. They will compete in judo and track and field. Two other countries that historically have not sent women to the Olympics, Brunei and Qatar, have also changed their policies this year so that no nation will send an all-male delegation. Meanwhile, the United States is sending more women than men to the Olympic Games for the first time, reported the Huffington Post. And in New Mexico news, a longtime Albuquerque educator who worked to attack the state's high dropout rate among Latino students is heading to Virginia, according to the Associated Press. Karen Sanchez-Griego, currently the principal of Atrisco Heritage Academy in Albuquerque, has been named new assistant superintendent of instruction for Arlington Public Schools. She also served from 2001 to 2007 as executive director of Enlace, a group that earned national praise for getting Hispanic families involved to convince Latino and Black students to return to school. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.